This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The big unknown in this economy, well, one of them anyway, because there are a lot of big unknowns, to be honest, is, as Joe Brusuela said in Sabree's piece, what is going to happen when expanded unemployment benefits run out at the end of next month, even with tens of millions more people than usual still being out of a job. Unemployment is a big policy worry over in China as well. The official statistics there say the jobless rate is around 6%. The real figure, almost certainly a good deal higher. Marketplace's Jennifer Peck set out to discover how China's unemployed are getting along, and it turns out they're doing better than you might think.
Zhang Lei is an assistant manager at this entertainment center in Shanghai, some 300 miles away from his home village in eastern Anhui province. During the pandemic, his salary was cut. Then later, he was placed on furlough. Faced with these setbacks, he did something you might not expect. He started planning a vacation.
I have not traveled much since I started working. And since there were no part-time jobs opening during the pandemic, I started looking up places that were not badly affected by the coronavirus.
At a time when most of us are vacationing on our couches, Zhang Lei packed a hat, some swimming shorts, and he flew to southern Hainan Island.
I mostly spent my time at the beach, surfing, swimming, and shopping.
That one-week vacation cost him $1,000, about a month's salary for him, but less than the average monthly wage in Shanghai. So, how does someone who hasn't been paid a regular wage for 4 months afford a last-minute beach vacation? Well, savings.
I'd usually put away 3,000 to 4,000 yuan a month.
About half his take-home pay. The latest available data on savings in China comes from 2016. It shows the average household put away 36% of disposable income. In the U.S., it's just 7%. Yu Ting is an esthetician in China's Hubei province. She saves regularly for her daughter's education, her own retirement, and medical care for her elderly parents. China may be communist, but under its healthcare system, people still have to pay, and a big illness can bankrupt a family.
In the U.S., you could have a comfortable life with a job and a house and a car, but even if you have all that in China, we still feel insecure.
Yu Ting says she usually saves at least 40% of her salary, which has come in handy during the pandemic. She was furloughed for 3 months. Then when she returned to work, her boss cut wages by so much, she resigned. But she felt it was a layoff in disguise. Like most people who move to the cities for work, Yu Ting has returned home to the countryside to plan her next step.
My mindset has changed a bit with the pandemic. I will definitely save more in the future.
Luckily, the apartment she's living in was paid off just before the pandemic hit, with a little help from her parents-in-law. The bank of mom and dad is usually the first place people in China seek help, even though most are big savers themselves. A recent Marketplace Edison poll showed that 2 out of 5 Americans surveyed didn't have $250 to spare, say for an unexpected medical bill, at the end of the month, a statistic that shocked Yu Ting.
I don't believe it. I think most Chinese families can easily take out $250 without a problem.
Back in Shanghai, Zhang Lei is back at work managing the entertainment center. He even got a bit of a raise. On the phone with his mom, he tells her he just got paid and will be sending her money that she will save on his behalf, as usual. Zhang Lei says his mom brags to her friends about how much he saves, a habit, she says, that will fend off poverty and perhaps even attract a bride. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.